Hope, encouragement, and direction. Who among us don't desire those simple elements of life? Well, they could be found right here in God's Word, and we'll look at them in depth here today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. It's all right here in God's Word. Everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. That's what's been promised us. Won't you join us for the next few minutes as we take a look at some of those promises, some of those challenges and encouragement from God's Word. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we study God's Word together that we might grow in grace. Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Welcome to Abounding Grace today, and I want to begin this program. Wes Bradenhoff is here from the Langley Canadian Reformed Church with a quote by Charles Spurgeon as we take up the subject today of hearing the Word of God. Listen to what Spurgeon said, which is a really profound statement. We are told men ought not to preach without preparation. Granted, but we add men ought not to hear without preparation. Which do you think needs the most preparation, the sower or the ground? I would have the sower come with clean hands, but I would have the ground well plowed and harrowed, well turned over, and the clods broken before the seed comes in. It seems to me that there is more preparation needed by the ground than by the sower, more by the hearer than by the preacher. You know, that is such an important quote, Wes, because of the focus given in Scripture. I mean, Jesus, of all of his parables, his first parable and the most important was a parable of the sower. Mm-hmm. And what was that parable about?
Being good hearers of the word.
Yeah, it wasn't looking into the world. Yeah. All four of those classes were hearers in the church.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How we hear the word is of real great importance. And that's why the Bible constantly comes to us and said, therefore, Hebrews, give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away.
That's right.
So hearing is a big thing. We don't hear much about that today. We often focus on the pastor, how articulate he is, how well he's doing. But rarely do we hear what Spurgeon calls us to do, prepare our hearts to hear the word.
Right. And that's of course, assuming that we're members of a church, we go to a church where the word is being preached. And, you know, that's our theme that we keep coming back to on this program is that people who are listening to this program, you need to be in a church where the word is being preached, where the pastor is systematically going through the scriptures, where he is unfolding the gospel from the word of God.
That's a great point. I mean, it's just too common today where, I mean, we've already discussed this on previous Abounding Grace. We are in a Christless Christianity today. The scriptures are not being preached so much. We're hearing just object lessons, moralism, where the hearer is given a sort of new set of law, but they're not given Christ.
Yeah. Well, I remember meeting a guy in Fresno, California. He said, you know, I'm looking for a church where the Word of God is opened, where people are actually being fed the Word of God. He says, I go to all these churches and all I hear about is purpose-driven this and purpose-driven that. I'm just trying to find a church where the Bible is preached.
Yeah, and it's a rare thing today. Sad to say, it's almost exactly what Amos said in the days of what? Behold, the days are coming where I will send a famine upon the land. Not a famine of bread or water, but a famine of what? The hearing of the word of the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
So not only will the famine be in the giving, but in the hearing.
Yeah.
People won't even want to hear the basic message of Scripture, the Christocentric message of Christ and all of it. So Wes, let's go over today some of the great applications for us to be good hearers of the word, which is really one of the most, we talk about relevant subjects we could be talking about.
Well, like I said, let's assume that our listeners today are in a Bible-believing church, in a church where the Bible is being preached. Well, let's go over, say, 10 suggestions for how you can be a better hearer of the word. And the first one comes from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Test yourselves to see if you're in the faith. You know, only those who have been saved from sin by grace through faith in Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2, only they can truly understand the truth of God's word.
Well, that's a very important one, because I think one of the great mistakes in the church today is that we have people told if they've walked an aisle, if they've said a prayer, they're in, and then really a life of repentance, nothing follows. Mm-hmm. But here, the call is, hold on, back up a minute. Test yourself to see first whether you are truly in Christ.
Yeah, self-examination.
Right.
Critically important.
Very important starting point.
Yeah. Okay, the second thing is confess and forsake your sin continually, according to 1 John 1, verse 9. Because we read in 1 Peter 2 that we must be putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, so that we may, says Peter, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word.
Well, and there the connection, which is a really beautiful connection, is how are you going to long for the pure milk of the word, love to hear the word of God, if you have a continual pattern of unrepentant sin mm-hmm. in your life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that continual renewal that needs to take place of confession and turning. Repentance is going one way, stopping and turning and going the other.
Yeah, we sometimes call that in the Reformed tradition, we call that daily conversion or daily repentance. You know, conversion is not something that just happens once. It's something that has to happen repeatedly in your life, that you're constantly turning from your sin and turning to Christ.
Which is somewhat of a forward message today, too, when we're told we don't even have to go back and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I hear that often on the radio. But no, this is a daily thing the Lord expects for us to be renewed in His promises and to press forward in the pure milk of the Word, as mm-hmm. you just read.
Well, here's a more practical, those things are practical too, but a little bit of a different one. Prepare yourself for the message the night before by praying and getting to bed on time, and also by rising early enough to have plenty of time to get ready in the morning. Yeah, that's...
Well, yeah, absolutely. that's how guilty have I been in growing up of being out late the night before with my buddies and sitting in church and then not hearing a thing, but sleeping through the message that's able to save the soul.
Yeah, there are those who, for whom the pew is an extension of their bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some go to church to go home. What an ironic, what a sad thing.
Yeah, for sure. Next, through prayer and disciplined thought, adjust your attitude prior to the service so that you expect to hear exciting and life-changing truths from God and His Word.
You know, that is a wonderful suggestion, because the whole notion of expectancy when we come into worship is lost today. We don't mm-hmm. expect anything great because we don't really believe God is meeting with us.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, next, eliminate any potential distractions that might hinder your attentiveness during the message. You can think of Romans 13:14 there, right?
Right. We all come in with a lot of things that we've been on going through the week.
Yeah.
It's difficult to leave them, isn't it?
Leave your BlackBerry at home. Leave your cell phone at home. There's no need to have it, or at least turn it off during the worship service. I don't know, as a pastor, it's one of the most annoying things when you're on the pulpit and somebody's cell phone starts going off in the middle of the worship service. I mean, can't we turn these things off? We can laugh about it, but it is, Okay, next. Make a concerted effort during the service to understand and retain as much as you can from the preaching and teaching, perhaps by taking notes and writing down in your own words the primary lessons you learn and the questions raised in your mind.
Right. The engagement of the hearer is very important. I always know, Wes, as a pastor, when things are changing in the heart of a person, you know what they're doing? They're really drinking deeply from every word that's said, mm-hmm. as opposed to someone looking at their watch. You know, the person can't get enough. And that, as a pastor, you always know something is taking place in the heart mm-hmm. of the hearer, because they want more and more, and they want to take it in.
Right. And they also come to the pastor and they ask questions.
Right.
Right. If they didn't understand something, they'll send you an email or they'll... talk to you afterwards and say, you know, can you explain a little more what you meant by that? And, you know, that's always encouraging for a pastor too, because you know that the people are listening, and that's awesome. Practice and develop your skills of discernment by examining the teaching and preaching carefully, but remember to maintain a humble and teachable spirit. Here we think of the Bereans, right? Examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so.
Yeah, they didn't just, there's always two dangers. Number one is just because the pastor said it, It's all truth. Well, no, there's a responsibility on the hearer's part to go search the scriptures to see if the things that are being said to you are so. And this is a great fault, I believe, in the church today. Not enough people are good Bereans.
Right.
Good hearers. But also that we support and pray for the pastor, too. So,
discuss the message with other Christians after the service, asking them questions and sharing the encouragement and challenges you received.
You hate to be so critical here, but how often do I, you can pass by a conversation after the worship and they're talking about the football game,
The hockey game.
The hockey game, if you're Canadian, prices of your work or whatever. And the gospel was just preached and there's no heart to talk about that. Or the weather. Jesus criticized people for talking about the weather.
Yeah. I don't know. Study the passage or topic further by discussing it with the pastor or other knowledgeable Christians and by referring to commentaries and other helpful books. And then last of all, purpose in your heart to make any changes necessary as a result of what you've learned and pray about those changes and practice them daily.
Now, we've talked a lot about pastors' responsibilities, but can you imagine the heaven on earth we would have if the hearer did those things and the pastor was diligently giving himself to preach Christ? It would be a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
We want to encourage you in that. This is how the Lord designed it, that you should have ministers faithfully preaching and that we should give ourselves to be good hearers of this word of faith, which we've received, which is able to convert and save our souls. Wes, you preach this faithfully at the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. Tell us about that.
Yeah, people can find more information about our church at our website, www.langleycanrc.org. We're located in Langley on 52nd Avenue, just to the east of the airport. Our worship services are at 9:30 and 2 o'clock, and we'd love to see you there.
Well, we thank you for tuning into Abounding Grace today. We hope these radio broadcasts are a blessing to you and that you are encouraged in your faith. If you are not in a church, that is our great encouragement. Find a church where Christ is preached and you can be active, serving, and living member in the body of Christ. Thank you for joining us today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace. With our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, from United Reformed Church here in Linden, we come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.